Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having a great evening. I've got one video I'm going to do tonight, and then I'll have several more I'll put up tomorrow. I'm actually going to answer another subscriber's question. The last several videos I've been doing, I've actually enjoyed actually answering the questions that some of my subscribers are giving me, because I know that a lot of you that may be watching probably have the same question in mind, or you might have a need for an answer very similar to what other viewers are asking. So it kind of helps everybody kind of learn a little bit more as we go. And of course, I have a book that's about this thick or so worth of video ideas, which I put out as soon as I can after I answer all of these amazing questions. So to get to the question really quick, it's in regards to the FBA labeling process. If you're not familiar, of course, these videos, most of what I do and what I talk about on my channel, obviously, is food related. So I'm gonna go over several different ways that you can label your food products if you're new to FBA, or if you're new to Amazon and you're beginning to ship products in bulk to FBA for Amazon to store in their warehouse and, of course, fulfill those orders for you. You've got to make sure that you're labeling properly. And if you're a private labeling, or if you're like we are, where we make all of the products, we have about now, I think about 60 or 65 items in FBA, but we have 628 items, I think it is now, that we offer through our store on Amazon. I would say about 400, maybe about 400 of those actually are products that we make ourselves. So we are a registered brand as well with Amazon. We produce our own products. So we've had to learn along the way, of course, how to label them, which is slightly different, kind of similar, but slightly different than the labeling you would do for a retail store. Okay, so this video I'm going to talk in particular about, I'm going to be reaching under my video here. These are the labels that we print up for products, okay? So the products that we create, and again, this is going to be a sample packaging. It's not going to have all of the labeling. This video in particular is about these labels right here, and I'm just going to use one of my, just a random bag of candy that we put together here just to show you. This is not our label, trust me. This is just a sample bag, so... But I'm going to show you how we label it and how we package it. And of course, in comparison to a box that has edges and such, this is not one of our products, but this is some bags that we put our pretzels in. But I'm going to show you how we actually label it and what is required by Amazon in order for your product to be labeled properly, okay? Because here's the issue. If you don't get this down, if you don't understand this, and you label the product incorrectly, and Amazon receives them, and they open the box, and they want to put them in their inventory, they cannot scan your products, they either will send it back to you, or they will charge you to have them label it properly. So that is a lot of time. And that's going to delay you filling your inventory, and then therefore obviously delaying sales and delaying you make money. So you got to get this down. You got to understand this. It's super simple. But of course, if you're new to something, it's understandable that you have a little bit of a learning curve. Everybody has a little bit of a learning curve if you're learning something new. And that is why I'm here, to help you learn. So FBA labeling requirements, which you probably can't read that on the video because my handwriting is horrible. So FBA labeling requirements. Must have a scannable barcode or an Amazon barcode. So back to what I was talking about. In particular, if you you make your own product, let's say it's candy. This again is one of our just candy brittles, just a peanut brittle in a bag. I just put it for this demonstration. These are the labels that we would put on a product like that, okay? So once we get all of the stuff on the front, this is obviously, again, not the right label, but we get our front label on, we get our ingredient listing, nutritional, all that stuff on the back. So then you have to have a scannable barcode, which this is the barcode, the ASIN number that will be on the barcode, and that is the number designated by Amazon for your specific product. They need this because they can't enter it into their inventory, and then they can't pull it out to fill an order unless you have this on there, okay? Now, for instance, let me just look around really quick. Let me get this really quick. If you're selling a product, okay, I don't sell this, but this is just an example. Obviously, this is a product, this is a selfie lens, right? This is a lens I just got for my camera. On the bottom, obviously, that has, has a barcode on the box. So I wouldn't put a label over this. I would enter this UPC as the product UPC in inventory on Amazon, so that way they could scan that and pull that out and they would know. Okay, obviously when you're making your own product, this doesn't have anything on it, right? So Amazon says, hey, we need you guys to put this on here, okay? Now, that's super, super simple. Easy concept, right? Okay, but there's a way that you have to put it on the packaging to make it scannable, that they have the ability to scan it. And I'm actually just going to go ahead and pull this off, and I'm going to show you, okay? So pull off one of them, and we're going to put it on the, and I know this is, sounds elemental and it sounds kind of silly, but there's a point I'm trying to make. So on here, we're going to put this on the bag, and normally I put these on the back, okay? All the nutritional and all of the ingredients will be here, and of course our fancy front label will be here, okay? So let me get on this side. All right, so this is the barcode, and you see how it is? It's on the lower half of the bag. It's scannable because it's flat, okay? Very important. Follow me what I'm saying. This is good, okay? This, not saying that you would do this, but just keep in mind that sometimes, based on the package design, it could be a problem. So if you were to put it like this, you know, on half the bag and on the side, you can't scan that, right? Okay, so the same thing goes if you have a boxed product. Let's say you make a snack or a candy and it's in a box. Make sure that you always put it flat, right? Not like this. Believe it or not, some people actually do this and it causes a problem. See, because you've only exposed a portion of the barcode. Not good. You see on the corner, doesn't make sense. Don't do this. This is going to hold up the process for you putting your product in their inventory. Now, there are some other things. For instance, if you are bubble wrapping, okay, some products, let me check and see if I got some bubble wrap. Hold on. Okay, actually, I don't have any bubble wrap at the moment. But if I did, I could explain the next thing to you. If you have a cylinder, something round, okay, like a circle or a can or something to that effect that's circular, and you're wrapping it with bubble wrap, it has to be protected. You need to not put this, you cannot put these barcodes on the product and then wrap it in bubble wrap because they can't scan it. It needs to be exposed. They need to be able to see this, okay? So for instance, if it was a cylinder or circular, you wouldn't want to wrap it around the product either. Okay, in circles, see how you can't, something that's circular, you can't wrap it around, they're not gonna scan it. So you would take it, and if the can was circular, all right, you'd have to just simply place it long ways. Basically, just use kind of like your common sense. Bottom line is, leave it straight and open. No matter the shape, if it's rounded, if it's a box, make it flat and scannable, because otherwise you're gonna have a lot of problems, okay? Amazon offers a labeling service that they can do that for you. But to be honest with you, it's a bit, my opinion, it's ridiculous to actually pay somebody to put a label on your product. I mean, if you're in a business, you're an entrepreneur and you're making your products and you have people producing a product, you can get somebody to take a couple minutes to put the label on. If you wanna pay them, hey, that's your thing. I'm not stopping you, but I think it's a little ridiculous. So with that being said, just make sure that no matter how your product is boxed or it's wrapped up, it has to be scannable. Don't put it underneath a plastic wrap like bubble wrap. Like if this product, for instance, it was breakable. It could break, and I wrap this in bubble wrap and I put this on the bottom of the box. With the bubble wrap over it, you can't scan it. You got to make sure it's visible and easily scannable, okay? So just kind of use your common sense on that, all right? And just be sure also that if you're producing your own product, remember that every time you resend or you replenish a specific item, this number will also always, these will always be the same. It's not going to change. You're not going to get a different ASIN number. That number is always going to be the same no matter what the product is, as long as it's the same product, okay? So that affects, so the other thing I was going to say really quick is that, of course, it affects, like I mentioned, the scannability, making sure that Amazon can scan it into the inventory and scan it out, okay? Super, super simple stuff. Also, items bagged, and again, the bubble wrap, that's what I was talking about before. Also, if you bag a product, okay, let me show you really quick. This is one that we use. This is, we sometimes do a mixture where we offer 3 or 4 pounds of like peanut brittle or something. We put a whole bunch of them together, and then we ship them out into a bag that's like this. This is not transparent, okay? So obviously you don't put the scannable tag on this and then put it in the bag because it can't be scanned. If this bag was meant to not be opened, okay, this has, let's say this has 3 pounds of brittle inside. Now, I can't put the, obviously, don't put the barcode there. You would have to put the barcode on the outside of the packaging, okay? And then inside you've got, you know, 3 or 4 bags of candy or whatever it is. If you've got multiple bags together and you're selling multiple products or a variety of products inside that you are making, you need to make sure that that is on the outside, because this is what the warehouse workers will see, and that's what they have to scan to get it. So really quick, again, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I like to keep my videos short. I don't want to ramble on. So 10 minutes is good enough. I think this is super, super simple stuff. If you don't understand it, you have another question or two, please, hey, ask me down below. I'll be happy to try to help out if I can, which I can. And then check out all of my other videos. As I mentioned before, we've got a ton of videos. I've got nearly 230 other videos. If you are new to my channel, if you are not, thank you again for subscribing and checking my videos out. And again, give me a thumbs up, guys, if this helps you out, kind of understand the basics on labeling. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't really need to get much more detailed into it. Just follow these really quick guidelines. Just make sure at the end of the day, there has to be a barcode that has to be scannable and viewable. They have to see it. Don't hide it, or don't put it in a box where they can't see it. Okay, guys? So thank you guys very much for watching. And again, if you have somebody that you know that can benefit from my videos or my channel, please send them my link, let them know, and ask me any questions you guys have. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.